This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The European Union on Wednesday imposed new sanctions against Russia for its war against Ukraine. The new sanctions are targeting countries where businesses have used loopholes in previous sanctions to continue to trade with Russia. The 27-nation EU had previously imposed 10 rounds of sanctions against Russian companies while freezing access and imposing travel bans on more than 1,000 officials. The new sanctions are aimed at keeping key war-related materials and goods from reaching Russia via nations that trade with the EU, but have also maintained a business-as-usual relationship with Moscow. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the new sanctions will deal a further blow to President Vladimir Putin's war machine. The race against time to find a submersible that disappeared on its way to the Titanic wreckage site entered a new phase of desperation on Thursday morning. Rescuers have rushed more ships and vessels to the site of the disappearance of the Titan, hoping underwater sounds they detected for a second straight day might help narrow their search. A U.S. Navy official said Wednesday that a special naval salvage system that could be used to haul the Titan to the surface had arrived in St. John's, Newfoundland. Dr. Katie Croft Bell, president of the Ocean Discovery League, tells the Associated Press that using remotely operated vehicles are essential to the mission.
It's really the only way you're going to be able to recover anything from the deep sea floor, and the only way that you can see the deep sea floor live in real time. So these vehicles have cameras, they have other sensors on them, and they're connected via a cable back up to the ship.
The Titan lost contact with its support vessel nearly 2 hours after it submerged Sunday morning. Based on its 96-hour capacity, the vessel's air supply could run out Thursday morning. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he is deeply troubled by the continued violence and loss of life in the occupied West Bank. In a statement released late Wednesday, Guterres condemned all acts of violence against civilians, including acts of terror, referencing Tuesday's shooting deaths of four Israelis in the West Bank by two Palestinians. Guterres also called on Israel to ensure the civilian population is protected against all acts of violence and that perpetrators are held to account. He condemned what he called the ensuing acts of vandalism and torching of land and properties. Hundreds of Israeli settlers stormed into a Palestinian town in the occupied West Bank, setting fire to dozens of cars and homes to avenge the deaths of the four Israelis. Authorities in northwestern China say 31 people have been killed and 7 injured in a massive cooking gas explosion at a barbecue restaurant in the city of Yinchuan. The official Xinhua news agency said the blast tore through the establishment Wednesday on a busy street in the capital of the traditionally Muslim autonomous region. The disaster happened on the eve of the Dragon Boat Festival, a national holiday devoted to eating rice dumplings and racing boats manned by teams of paddlers. The cause of the blast is under investigation. Industrial accidents occur regularly in China, usually because of poor oversight, corruption, and lax safety practices. Weeks after the discovery of a mass graves on land owned by cult leader Pastor Paul McKenzie, some families are still searching for news about their loved ones in Kenya. Saida Swala reports from Mombasa.
Investigators are still trying to determine how many people lost their lives following the cult-like sect. So far, they have uncovered more than 300 bodies.
As Kenya Red Cross, we've registered 618 missing people. These are people reported by their family members.
The number of missing people is still far greater than the bodies recovered, according to Hassan Musa of the Kenya Red Cross. Saida Swale for VOA News, Mombasa, Kenya.
And a U.S. subcommittee, Senate subcommittee, is asking executives from the PGA Tour, Saudi Golf Interest, and LIV Golf to testify as Congress investigates the shocking business deal that upended the sport. Senator Richard Blumenthal announced Wednesday that the Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations will hold a hearing on July 11th to examine the PGA Tour's agreement to merge with Saudi Arabia's Sovereign Wealth Fund and the European Tour. Among those invited to testify are PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan, Saudi Public Investment Fund Governor Yasir Al-Rumayyan, and LIV CEO Greg Norman. The PGA Tour said in a statement that it looked forward to appearing to answer questions about the framework agreement. I'm Richard Green for